From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting the United States has slapped Iran with new sanctions against individuals and entities linked to Tehran's ballistic missile program and its proxies across the Middle East. Officials say the sanctions are in response in part to Iran's missile testing activities and defiance of the UN resolution barring Iran from engaging in such tests. In Iran, senior cleric Ayatollah Ahmad Khatami blasted the new sanctions, saying they will violate the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action known as the Iran Nuclear Deal. The Associated Press news agency reporting that none of the new sanctions appear to reverse the Obama administration's suspension of sanctions as part of the 2015 nuclear deal. A spokesman for President Donald Trump said Israel's expansion of settlements will not help efforts to secure peace with the Palestinians, but White House spokesman Sean Spicer stopped short of condemning the settlement construction, which the Palestinians, have said impeded efforts to seek peace.
We don't believe that the existence of current settlements is an impediment to peace, but I think the construction or expansion of existing settlements beyond the current borders is not going to be helpful moving forward.
Spicer says peace will be tops on the agenda when Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visits the president on February 15th. A U.S. Navy destroyer is patrolling off the coast of Yemen Friday to protect international waterways from Houthi militia aligned with Iran. The U.S. military moved up its plan to have the USS Cole in the vicinity of the Bab al-Mandab Strait after a Houthi suicide attack on a Saudi frigate in the Red Sea on Monday that killed two crew members. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.